And by the way, speaking of Iran, you know what? Israel is a nation of Antichrist. Yep. Because the Bible says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Messiah? He's Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. That's what the Bible actually says. So why would we sit there and say, oh, they're God's people? Well, that's because that's what the politicians are telling us. That's what all the Republicans are telling us. You got all the Republicans going over there and putting their hand on that wall and doing their little autistic motion there up against the wall. And let me tell you something. That's not a godly place. That's not a godly practice. That's not a Christian thing to do. Judaism is a religion that denies that Jesus is the Messiah. It's wickedness. But yeah, we're supposed to believe that we're Judeo-Christian. Nope, I'm not Judeo-Christian, just Christian.
Amen.
Just Christian. Gentile Christian, if anything. Okay, I'm not a Judeo-Christian. Don't tag that on there. Well, you know, we're all kind of worshiping the same God, except them Muslims. Well, hey, you know what? The Muslims aren't worshiping the same God, and neither are the Jews.
Amen.
Because you know what? The true God, you know what sets them apart? The Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you're not worshiping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're not worshiping God.
Right.
Because if you deny the Son, you don't have the Father.
Amen.
But he that acknowledgeth the Son has the Father also. And so if it's not the Trinity, it's not God.
Amen.
If it's the God of Islam, that's not the Trinity.
Amen.
The God of the Jews isn't the Trinity.
Yep.
If it's not Father, Jesus, and Holy Ghost, you got the wrong God. It's that simple. But yet today we're taught, we must support Israel. We must fight against other nations to protect Israel, to serve the interests of Israel, give money to Israel. Folks, we shouldn't have anything to do with Israel. That's none of our business. That's their problem. Let those people go fight on the other side of the world. We should not get involved in another man's strife. We should not seek to dominate the entire world. That is not our place. But Christians get caught up in this, don't they?
Yeah.